From NPR News in Washington, D.C., I'm Leanne Hansen with special coverage. In a raid late Saturday night, Saddam Hussein was captured by U.S.-led coalition forces at a farmhouse in a town just outside his hometown of Tikrit. He was taken into custody and is now in a special, secure, undisclosed location. With us now is NPR's Ivan Watson. Ivan, are you there?
I am Leanne.
First of all, tell us when you first got the news and the reaction that you are able to observe now in Iraq.
Leanne, we got the first reports coming from top Kurdish officials. They started coming out around noon local time. Since then, we have seen some reaction from the people. Here in the Iraqi capital, there have been some scenes of celebration, people cheering from their cars, shooting weapons up in the air. There's likely to be much bigger scenes of celebration in the north of the country where the Kurds dominate. They were great enemies of Saddam Hussein. And also down in the south where the Iraqi Shias lived, that population suffered a great deal under the decades of Saddam Hussein. Rule. But there's also a segment of society that is not celebrating, that is almost hanging its head in shame. And some of those people may be reacting in the coming days and weeks, striking out. I'm talking about insurgents lashing out at U.S. forces and their allies here in Iraq.
Have you been able to observe American forces and perhaps the mood there?
I have spoken with an American official in the occupational authority. He said when the first news broke, before the actual statement coming from Ambassador Bremer and General Sanchez, when the first news was reported, there were shouts and cheers inside the occupational administration here in the center of Baghdad. We've had reports coming from Tikrit, that's the headquarters for the 4th Infantry Division, whose troops captured Saddam Hussein Saturday night. Some of them reported to be smoking cigars. So for U.S. forces here who have suffered some really dark days, morale has been suffering to some degree. This is definitely a major victory, and you will have some partying going on from Americans around Iraq today.
Did it seem to come as a surprise, his capture, or was there a feeling that perhaps they were closing in, or American forces, or certainly intelligence sources, were perhaps closing in on his location?
Well, it's been months we've been waiting for the capture of Saddam Hussein. There have been periods in the past over the summer, for example, when U.S. forces started saying in the Tikrit area that they were just a few hours behind Saddam Hussein, and that generated a lot of expectation, hope that the former Iraqi leader would be apprehended in some way. And then that kind of tapered off. And in the meantime, the problems really started building up here with the U.S. occupation, chiefly among them, that's the insurgency, which has killed nearly 200 American soldiers since May 1st, and some of these spectacular attacks, such as the suicide bomb attacks that have killed and injured hundreds of foreigners, as well as Iraqis here in the Iraqi capital and to the south of here. A real fear. Also, the collapse of infrastructure. Right now, we're in the middle of a gasoline crisis where the gas lines around the country are literally miles long. So the expectation that Saddam Hussein would be captured, that had actually tapered off, and people were much more preoccupied with trying to get through day-to-day life here, which has become quite difficult, not only for Iraqis, but also for the more than 100,000 U.S. military people, as well as civilian officials who were operating here.
Were images of his capture shown in Baghdad?
They were shown in Baghdad, and results are also varying results, responses from Iraqis to that. We saw the pictures of Saddam Hussein. He had a tussled long hair, a big bushy beard that had gone white to some degree, and he looked exhausted on camera. He was also definitely in U.S. hands. He was being inspected by a U.S. medic who was putting a tongue depressor in his mouth. He looked tired, and the U.S. officials were saying that he was very talkative and cooperative with them, not showing any resistance whatsoever. For some Iraqis, these are magical moments. These are magical images of their oppressor in the hands of U.S. forces. For others, it was a humiliating moment. It was a moment of shame. And the question will be trying to reconcile these two sides of society in the months and years to come, actually.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Iraq. Ivan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Leanne.